Good evening and welcome to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We are reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle. This is Chapter 19, King Richard Comes to Sherwood. 2 months later, all Nottinghamshire was in a stir, for King Richard was coming to visit the sheriff. The stony streets, decorated with colorful banners, were full of townspeople and country folk. The king's procession rode into town with trumpeters and knights in armor, pages in silk and velvet, and men-at-arms. The king rode alongside the sheriff. He was a head taller, with golden hair and beard and eyes as blue as the sky. He wore a broad, heavy chain about his neck. Robin, Friar Tuck, Little John, Will Scarlet, Allan a Dale, Will Stutely, and others of the band were in the crowd that day, cheering the king. They loved him loyally because his deeds were so like their own. At the great feast in the guild hall, the king asked the sheriff to tell him of Robin Hood. Both the sheriff and the Bishop of Hereford were silent. Then young Henry of Lea, a favorite with the king, told the story of how Robin had once used the bishop's money to help Sir Richard of Lea, his father. Soon others were telling tales of Robin's adventures. That night, the king's mind was still on Robin. Sir Hubert of Bingham laughed and said, "It would not be so hard to meet the fellow, your majesty. If we dress as friars and carry full purses, no doubt we will meet and dine with him in Sherwood before the day is over." The king was pleased with the plan and set out early the next morning with seven of his men. Later in the day, when they were well within the forest, the king said, "I would give £50 for something to drink now." Just as he spoke, a tall fellow with yellow hair and beard and merry blue eyes stepped out from the bushes and grabbed the king's bridle rein. "I must answer such a request, holy brother," said Robin. "We keep an inn nearby, and for £50 we will give you a noble feast." He gave a shrill whistle, and 60 men joined him. "There is no need for force," said the king sternly. "Here is my purse." "Hut tut," said Robin. "What proud words! Are you the King of England to speak so? Here, Will, take his purse." Will Scarlet took the purse and counted the money. Robin told him to keep half of it and return the rest. When he asked the king to take off his hood, the king said he kept it on for religious reasons, and Robin pressed him no further. Little John had also taken 60 yeomen to bring back a rich guest, but had not yet returned. Friar Tuck sat with 40 strong men under the greenwood tree. Tuck welcomed the new friars, and they all drank to the health of King Richard, even the king himself. Then it was time for sport. A target was set with a mark 4 fingers wide. Any archer who missed the mark received a punch from Will Scarlet's fist. First, David of Doncaster shot, and shot well. Next, Midge the Miller, and then Wat the Tinker. All the band shot, some getting off free, and some getting a punch that left them on the grass. The king watched Robin closely, hoping to persuade him to join his guards. It was Robin's turn, but his last arrow was feathered badly, and it missed the mark. Robin threw his bow to the ground in anger, and the band roared with laughter. "Come, uncle," said Will Scarlet in his soft voice. "I have something for you." "No," said Robin. "I will take my beating from the tall friar instead of from you, Will. And if the friar knocks me to the grass, I will return his money." King Richard tumbled Robin to the ground, and Will Scarlet was counting out his money when Little John burst into the glade with Richard of Lea and 60 yeomen. "Gather your band and come with me," shouted Sir Richard of Lea. "The king is coming to the forest for you. Come to Castle Lea until this danger is past." Then his face suddenly grew pale, and he kneeled before the tall friar, for he recognized him as the king. King Richard removed his hood, and all knelt before him. The king scolded Sir Richard for helping an outlaw hide, but softened when the knight and his son, Sir Henry of Lea, boldly stood by Robin as he had stood by them once. This was the last day Robin Hood spent in Sherwood for many years. For the king ordered Robin and his nephew, Will Scarlet, Little John, and Allan a Dale, his minstrel, to become part of his household in London town. A full pardon was given to each man, and the band became Royal Rangers. After a year or two at court, Little John came back to Nottingham and lived near the forest. Will Scarlet returned to his home. Robin was made Earl of Huntingdon and followed the king to many wars. Allan a Dale and Fair Ellen lived at court with Robin for all the years he served the king. But Robin Hood did return to Sherwood for one last great bout. And we'll hear about that next time. That's it. End of chapter 19. The final chapter coming up. Good night.